The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Jesus says that he is the vine and we are the branches, and apart from him, we can do nothing. Boy, that's a mouthful. I was looking at this little twig here from the grapevine in the yard as I was talking with the children up here. And, it got me to thinking, just the thing I said here to the kids, if God wanted this little twig here to produce leaves and to produce grapes, it could. And I believe that. I believe that if God wanted this piece of grapevine to become healthy and be restored to life and bear fruit for his kingdom, it could do it. And I believe that about every one of us gathered here. I believe that about all the baptized children of God for all time and all space, for all of us who have ever walked this earth and drew a breath, for all those that we know who have passed away and gone to glory, if God wanted to raise them up so that they could bear fruit for the kingdom, they could. I believe that. That's the message of Easter. And we continue in the celebration of Easter. Here in the springtime, how many of you have planted your vegetable gardens already? How many are planning on planting a garden? Okay, yeah, it's getting to that time where it's time to plant gardens. I remember one time when we planted a garden up in Salisbury a few years ago. We did everything right. This was the time when we finally got the ground to where we needed it to be. We cultivated it. We fertilized it. It had been a few years, and we were very hopeful. The right amount of compost and all these things. And we planted a bunch of vegetables. And one of the things that grew up very well was our squash plants. Yellow squash plants, they grew big. And big, broad leaves, and it looked beautiful. And we couldn't wait to get all the squash off of these squash plants. But then one day, we began to notice that these squash plants were kind of looking withered. And we tried to figure out what was going on. And then about every other one of them pretty much just turned brown and died. Come to find out, a little parasite, a little cutworm got into the vines and did what it does, cuts off the vines from the roots and everything, and of course the plant dies. A few remained healthy. The few that weren't infected remained healthy, but the rest of them just had to pull up out of the ground and get rid of them, lest those bugs multiply and spread. And so needless to say, we didn't get a whole lot of squash that year. The same thing happens to people in their faith. Think about it. As infants, we're baptized. God claims us to be his children. He fills us with all the hope and peace and love of Christ. And the congregation promises to help the parents raise the child in faith so the child can grow up with a strong faith and one day claim those promises to be their own. And that would happen on the day of their confirmation. And on the day of their confirmation, we hope that they would continue to walk on this path that we've set them upon. But, you know, all too often, as we get a little older, and we get a little busier, and we find that we have a lot of freedom, we can come and go as we please, it doesn't take long for some of the people of faith to wander. To wander away from those healthy habits that they grew up having as a child. To wander away from gathering with the faithful every Sunday to hear the prayers and to hear God's word read to them and preached to them, to join their voices in the hymns of the church, to receive the Holy Communion, to hear the words of absolution that our sins are forgiven, and to hear the promise of everlasting life. It doesn't take long after a while as we grow up and we find our way that we begin to follow some of these other spirits that John was speaking of in our second lesson. These ones that aren't from God. These ones that would lead us away from the family of God. The ones that would lead us away from those branches that are connected to the vine. We all know people like that. We all know people that are in those circumstances. We may have even been there ourselves. I would say that most of us have experienced a time where we have wandered away from the church. Yet it is the people who remain steadfast, those who abide in the words of Jesus, those who abide in Christ's love, those who are committed to bearing fruit for the kingdom, those are the ones who bring us back so that we can spring back to life, so that we can sprout and grow and begin to bear fruit ourselves. Jesus says, I am the vine, my Father is the vine dresser. God is the one who sent his Son Jesus into the world to save people from their sins. God is the one who planted the vine that is Christ within the world. John says, if anybody preaches to you that Jesus did not appear in the flesh, that they're not from God. Jesus did appear in the flesh. He did come to dwell with God's people. He came to live amongst God's people, experience all the things that we experience, the hardships, even the joys, all those things that go along with being human, Jesus faced. He faced temptations just like we do. The difference is he did not give in to those temptations. He lived a life without sin. And in the end, he took our infirmities, our sins to the cross and put them to death. They were buried with him in that grave. And as God raised Jesus from the dead, so too will he raise us. Jesus says, abide in that word. Abide in his words. Abide in his commandments. To abide means to remain. To remain connected. To remain a vital part of that connection. To keep that connection healthy. Apart from the vine, the branch withers and dies. It no longer receives nourishment from the vine. It no longer receives those things that are needed for life. It no longer receives nourishment that's needed to bear fruit. Apart from the vine that is Christ, we branches will wither and die. So to remain in Christ, we do as we've done this morning. We gather for worship. We gather for worship to receive God's good gifts. That's the chief act of our worship, is to receive God's good gifts. We come as sinners. We come through that door as sinners. We come in here. We hear the word of God. We hear about his love. We receive the gift of life through the bread and the wine that is broken and poured. We receive the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of eternal life. That connection that we have with Christ our Lord is healthy, is sure. We receive nourishment for our faith so we can go out those doors and produce fruit for the kingdom. Without Christ, we can do nothing. without Christ will wither and die. And so we study Scripture. And so we say the prayers. And so we gather together to receive the sacraments. Yet we have people in our community who don't do these things that we do. We have people in the community who don't worship, who don't come to hear God's word, who don't come to gather with the faithful, who have forgotten about their connection to the vine that is Christ. We have branches in the community that are withering. They need to be fed. They need to be nourished. So as we bear fruit, we go out into the world with the gospel. And we tell our friends, we tell our neighbors of all the good things that Jesus is doing. We tell our friends and our neighbors about how Jesus grants forgiveness of our sins. We tell our friends and our neighbors how Jesus welcomes everyone into his house. How Jesus calls us to love one another. As we love one another, we abide in that relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we reach out into the community. People of God, this is the message of this little twig right here. This is what Jesus means when he says, abide in me and I in you. Continue to live in the word that you have learned from the time you were a child. From that day that you were baptized and God established you as one of the branches that's connected to his vine. As you were continued to be nourished in your faith and you continued to grow strong and sure, connected to your Lord and Savior Jesus, abide in his word. Tell others to abide in his word. Share that word with others. I know you know that word. You study it so well. Go out into the world and produce fruit for the kingdom. Feed the hungry. Tend to the needs of the poor. Visit the sick. Welcome strangers among you. And don't be shy about lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether you're in the checkout line at the grocery store, whether you're in the section, the hardware section over at Lowe's, no matter where you're at, where you're standing in line, when you meet people, let them know that they also have a Savior and a Lord. Invite them to come worship here at St. Jacob's. If it's too far for them to go, help them to find a church that's closer to their home. Bear fruit for God's kingdom. And most of all, continue to nourish yourself. Gather week in and week out with this church family. Gather and hear the word. Gather and receive the supper. Know that your sins are forgiven. Know that God loves you. Know that God has forgiven you, and know that God will raise you on the last day. That's the message of Easter. If God wanted this twig to have leaves and grapes, it would. So much more, God would have you bear fruit for his kingdom. Amen.